your life today.
Finally, it looks like they found some debris from that crash of the Air France flight 447. Seat cushions and lots of white debris scattered for miles. Hey, that's where we start, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We were telling you about this strange disappearance of this plane over the mid-Atlantic. Brazilian officials finally did see a fuel slick. And as I said, the white debris that was scattered for about 3 miles, that open ocean area. Problem is, you have heavy waves there just bobbing up and down. And it's about 400 miles northeast of a couple of islands off of Brazil's coast. Of course, this plane, sadly, carried 228 people. They were going from Rio to Paris and went down in these super deep waters. The strangest thing about this, and they're trying to find the black box, is the fact that it's believed the winds that the plane might have crashed into, the air coming at them was about 100 miles an hour. So then you think about that, the airplane flying at 500 miles an hour. We had an international pilot on with us last night at the start of the show, and he was talking about that, what would happen to the electronics in that plane would be devastating, kind of like if you were driving and all of a sudden you had no power steering. What are you going to do? And that was probably something that led to the catastrophic failure of the airplane. Of course, it's still really all conjecture. They might be able to tell more from the black box. Sad story now continues to get sadder because you're starting to hear more about the people who were on board that plane, including two Americans. Now, the last they heard from the plane, there was that message reporting the electric failure and then the cabin pressure, the loss of that happened about 11 o'clock at night. They were supposed to arrive in the morning in Paris, but did not make it. If we get anything else, we will pass it on to you. As I said, whenever there's a plane crash, people just, you can't help it. You just hold your breath and you think about people you know flying, et cetera, especially if you fly a lot. Or then there's other people that simply will not fly, and this just pushes them more in that direction to overcome that fear of flying. Forget about it. Even though in our heads we still know that flying is a lot safer than driving on the roadways, right? All right, also happening in what we're going to talk about here on America Tonight, the strangest story has to be one of the biggest blunders ever. And for some reason, a lot of people aren't talking about it yet, but it was in the New York Times. A secret nuclear list was accidentally released. No kidding, you cannot make this stuff up. How does our government release secret nuclear information? I don't understand this. And it's pretty bad, too. It's like 266 pages of the stuff talking about where the sites are. The list that shows you where the sites are. Well, I guess that's no good no more. Secret squirrel won't work with that one. And it's official. This also probably under the wire for a lot of people, but the World Health Organization, considering a six, big time, six meaning a global pandemic as far as the swine flu is concerned. There's been 19,000 cases in 64 countries, 117 deaths. They have not officially said that at this point, but they are considering going to a six, In the meantime, politics, politics, and more politics. Sotomayor, telling senators she'll follow the law because, of course, a lot of people talking about some of the things that she said in two different speeches. She was on the Hill, mostly behind closed doors for meetings with some GOP senators and others as well. She gets ready for that process. Will she, in fact, be our next Supreme Court justice? And then there's this one. Dick Cheney drops a bombshell. Dick Cheney, suddenly the former VP, making the rounds all over the place. The latest thing, not about Gitmo, waterboarding, or any of that kind of stuff, but the fact that he is backing gay marriage and saying pretty much it's up to the states. Here's what he said.
As many of you know, one of my daughters is gay, and something that that we've lived with for a long time in our family. I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish.
All right. And so I think it's a surprise to some, not necessarily, you heard what he said, that anybody should be able to have the freedom to do whatever kind of union they want. And he has a daughter who is gay. But the fact is that administration was all about the evangelical Christians, certainly the religious right. And you never heard much from Dick Cheney on that. Not really. So now he's free, certainly, to come out and say that. He flat out says, and you heard it right there, that he supports gays being able to marry, but thinks that the state should handle it, not the federal government. I think the states are, that's what's happening. It's going through the states now. We're seeing that there's, what, now five states that are saying yes to gay marriage. But ultimately, I think it will end up in the federal government's lap. Just really interesting. He was talking at the National Press Club, and it would be, I think, fun to follow the fallout, if you will, from what Cheney had to say, because of the people who are the detractors for Dick Cheney, they're certainly going to love what he said when he spoke to the people that happened to be at that luncheon. And, of course, you know, he's continuing to do the stuff where he's defending the decision to invade Iraq and whatnot, and also about the intelligence reports being wrong as far as the nuclear weapons and the links to the 9/11 attacks. And that's nothing new there. But the gist of what came out of the National Press Club was the fact that the former vice president is saying freedom for everybody, completely backing gay marriage. How about that? Here's another strange thing that we're going to talk about, too, as well. Somebody told you, hey, I robbed a store and my mom was the one who told me to do it. She goaded me into it, kept telling me that I needed to do this. And that's what happened. An Arizona woman who's fallen on hard times pushed her sons and their friends into armed robberies. And they didn't just hit one place. They hit 20 places. Can you imagine telling your son, who's 12 years old, and the other that's 14, that they ought to go make some money for the family with a few stick-ups? Oof. And what happened in her case is she became unemployed and then more than goaded, guilted is a better word, obviously, prodded her sons and their friends and three others into committing robberies to pay for the rent and a car loan. And here's the weird thing. In all 20 cases, who do you think was driving the getaway car? If you were thinking mama, that's right. She was the driver. Oh, and even at one point during a robbery, holding a sawed-off shotgun. Oh, my, oh, my. You know it's bad when stuff like that is happening. More details on that. That might be the most bizarre story of the day. And, hey, coming up around the bend, excited about this conversation, we're going to take you to D.C., and we're going to talk to a man who can fill us in on the president's ideas for health care. You know, part of that $1.1 billion of the economic stimulus plan going to study the effectiveness, as we know, of many of the medical therapies and diagnostics heading into the future. And what does that mean for the healthcare industry? We're going to talk about that next here on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one.
Think about this.
The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
We have a healthcare crisis happening in the United States. We talk about it a ton here on America Tonight. One night we did a survey about how many people actually had coverage, and I guess I shouldn't have been, but I was shocked by how many people actually confessed to waiving it because they felt like they couldn't afford it. It was just out of their price range when they had to afford other things like clothes for their kids. So sad. America Tonight, Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. Martin Haugill is the Executive Director of InHealth, or let's give you the full name, the Institute for Health Technology Studies, based in D.C. That means he's hanging late with us, burning the midnight oil. Martin, we appreciate the time.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
Hey, let's talk about healthcare reform, because there is a lot of buzz about this. And as I said, true story, in talking to people here on the air, different circumstances, some with families, some had just lost a job, but a lot of the listeners were foregoing and risking it as far as having some kind of coverage. And there's a lot of debate over what needs to happen next. From your point of view, what do you think is the best course of action?
Well, as I'm sure you know, that's not a simple question, and there's not a simple answer to it either.
No.
But from our perspective, we're an organization, a nonprofit, that looks at the impact and the value that's being created by medical technology and innovation and science. And what we don't want to see happen is that in reforming healthcare and addressing some of the problems you just mentioned, that we throw the baby out with the bathwater and lose the innovation momentum that has in some ways both created the problem and solved the problem. Let me explain that. We've created the problem through the success of these devices and technologies. And now more and more people get access, want access. We can do more and more things. We've extended Life expectancy now is at a record high, 78 on the average. Disabilities are dropping continually. People are going back to work sooner, and so on and so on. But by the same token, it's not free, and so the price goes up. It's a terrible dilemma for the country, and our view is that we certainly believe that all Americans should have health insurance and should have access to care. It's a matter of equity, and the greatest country on the earth certainly should be able to insure at least the 8 million children that are not insured right now, as well as the 40 or so million Americans who don't have coverage. So we need to address the problems of the families that are listening to your show that have that difficult challenge of feeding and clothing and paying for their children and paying for the care. But by the same token, let's not lose the advantage, the edge that has been created through these investments in science and technology.
Well, sure, because that, again, is certainly, as you know, and that's the focus of your organization, the advancements, right? I mean, we would lose the advancements and fall back into the dark ages.
But exactly, and I don't think anybody wants that. We're the richest country on earth, and it's interesting that as you look at the wealth of a country, it directly correlates with the amount of health care consumed. People in the poorest nations on the planet would settle for some clean running water, and a sewage system and the avoidance of the most basic diseases that we've long since eliminated in America. In the USA now, we have the advantage of significant wealth at all levels of society compared with some parts of the world. And the upshot is that demands for healthcare service is soaring, and that in part explains the growth. There are some other issues that we've got to look at and understand, though. Clearly, there's variation in the amount of care that is delivered in different parts of the country, and there's no reason for that variation other than the variation in clinical practice, cultural differences in clinical practice in different cities around the country. For example, one study of inpatient knee replacements found that there were three times as many performed on Medicare beneficiaries in Milwaukee as they were in Manhattan.
Mm.
And there's probably no reasonable explanation for that other than the variation that I'm referring to. So some economists estimate that if we could eliminate the variation and just stick to proven and successful practices, we could reduce the healthcare bill by about 30%, which is, you know, something like $700 billion in this country. Whether or not that's a realistic number is not the point. The principle is really worth looking at, though.
Oh, absolutely, because then, of course, that money could be pumped back in. It would be more affordable for, let's say, smaller businesses, et cetera, to get better health care, give better insurance to their employees, I would think.
Absolutely, and really enable us to cover people that have no insurance at all. I mean, it seems like a reasonable public policy approach to direct the resources that we're currently spending to support those who have no insurance, who show up at an emergency room using the most expensive technology around for earaches and other minor illnesses. It would be much smarter to put that money into providing them with insurance coverage so that they can get primary care and get their children shots and take the preventative steps to avoid the need to go to the emergency room. And when they do have a serious illness, they've got some coverage to help pay for it, and it doesn't get shifted to other folks that are paying the bill.
Yeah. Martin, you were talking about, of course, life expectancy and now how it's gone up dramatically over 78 years. You know, 78 years of age is pretty much average, as you mentioned. So within health, what is the kind of research that you're doing? What are the areas of health care that you're looking into?
We look at the role that medical devices and diagnostic tools play in the economy and in the social lives of people. We do not look at the clinical results. That's studied very closely in the approval process through FDA and through Medicare approval for coverage. And so all of that's already very closely looked at. And by the time a device, whether it's an implant like a stent or a hip or something of that nature, or if it's some diagnostic technique, there's some sort of in vitro diagnostic technique, all of that has been thoroughly looked at, and with the occasional exception that makes headlines in the paper, 99.9% of what is done is been very carefully checked and proven to be safe. The issue is, what difference is that making in people's lives? GDP, which everybody talks about, worries that we're spending too much of it on healthcare, it's supposed to be a measurement of value. And I think that what is being overlooked is what is being contributed to GDP by our expenditures on healthcare, not just what's being spent by on healthcare. Because when we make people fitter, when we get people up out of a wheelchair because they can now walk with a better hip or a good knee, if we get them back to work sooner, if we reduce the pain and suffering, frankly, of major invasive surgery with outpatient non-invasive surgeries, those kinds of things make an enormous difference to the quality of life. And that is generally not being counted because it doesn't fall into anyone's budget. And so it gets overlooked. And what we don't want is patients and we, the proverbial people, the public, to be disadvantaged in the reform of healthcare so that these kinds of advances are no longer available to them.
Yeah, and as I was talking about that before you came on. If you look at the $1.1 billion, that goes into what you're saying. It's not so much about the number. It's if you're looking into studying what works and what people can do
right.
And what forms of medical therapies, then ultimately you're saving money across the board because you're preventing things. There's probably not enough prevention in this country.
There's no question there's not enough prevention, and we all bear some responsibility for that. I'm not sure that it's fully on the shoulders of the healthcare system. I'm afraid that our wealth and our comfortable lifestyles has enabled us to put on too many pounds, maybe be a little relaxed about smoking and other safety measures. Clearly, tobacco use is a major contributor to illnesses of all kinds, but especially many different kinds of cancers. These are things that we actually control ourselves or seem unable to control ourselves, but theoretically could, and add to the total bill for everybody. Now, that's not to point the finger at anybody that is suffering an addiction, whether it's an addiction to food or addiction to nicotine or any of these things. They're very difficult problems, and anyone that deals with them certainly deserves our sympathy. But somehow we have to find ways to avoid and minimize some of the costs and some of the tragic consequences of these kinds of behaviors.
Yeah, definitely. Martin, thanks so much for coming on. Can we talk to you again down the road?
Well, it would be a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Martin Haugill, of course, the executive director for the Institute for Health Technology Studies in Washington, D.C. And it's interesting, some of what we just talked about there, whatever the amount of money is that's being spent, he brings up such a good point, and we all know this. The prevention aspect is what gets lost. If there were more prevention techniques, I think, happening, maybe people wouldn't get as sick, wouldn't fall into the diabetes category sometimes when it has to do with weight and other behaviors, as he said, the addictions. Coming up next, we have Odds and Ends on America Tonight.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Cheney, the former VP, backing gay marriage, at least as far as the states are concerned. Schwarzenegger out in California looking for a quick budget as Cali is sinking. Lots of people losing jobs, and when you want to get something done and you have to go through anything that's run by the state, I hear the lines are very, very long. And who's the idiot who released the secret nuclear site list? Duh. Who did that? How did that happen? I have the ugly details coming up. 800-259-5791 if you want to chime in on any of the stuff that we talked about. Is Cheney right? Screw it. Just let the states handle it, and people should be able to have whatever unions they want. Just don't let it go to the federal government. Let's go out to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you.
How are you?
Oh, let's see. Saw a great hockey game tonight. Montreal finally hired a decent hockey coach. And you guys got, I think, what is an up-and-coming general manager with the Dallas Stars. Okay, sorry to get up. Sorry to get off the subject for a second.
No, you're talking about Joey Newendike. He and I are kind of friendly. I didn't know that that was going to happen, but I used to cover Joey, and so that's I'm sure everybody's fascinated by this across the country, but it is a good move for the Stars.
Right, and we hired Jacques Martin as the new head coach for the Montreal Canadiens, which when I heard about it yesterday, I was surprised, pleasantly surprised. I was like, No one had ever mentioned his name, but from what I heard, if Gainey would have won the first series against Boston instead of losing, he would have stayed on, but since he lost, he figured, okay, I'll stick to the general manager and, bring in someone who knows how to coach.
Right, exactly.
I.e. Jacques Martin. So let's hope, in the news conference yesterday, it sounded like he's got a good head on his shoulders, wants to work with the team. And, well, I guess we'll just see what happens. Anyway.
Hey, wait, one more thing, Sam. I'm going to say this to people listening to us, because we talk about everything here on America Tonight, and sometimes veers off into sports, and I covered sports, and I still cover sports for Fox. An interesting thing in bringing up hockey, how many people listening to this show ever watch hockey? Well, the TV ratings for the Stanley Cup Finals are off to the best start, they say, since 2002. NBC said that games 1 and 2 averaged almost a 3 rating and a 5 share. That's huge. That's up almost 20% from last year when the first games on the network were games 3 and 4. So that's the good thing. I think in America anyway versus Canada where you are, it's been buried on the Versus network, and people, it's already hard enough, and people weren't paying attention. So bravo. That means some of you out there probably listening to this show might be catching some of the hockey games.
Right. Now, okay, with all due respect to the gays and lesbians in California, give it up. The people have spoken. They said, we don't want gay marriage. Why take it to the court? The people have spoken. What is it, with all due respect? Are they sore losers? I mean.
they're more than sore losers, because, of course, when you think of the population and you think of, the jokes, the left coast, all that other sort of stuff, the bottom line is Schwarzenegger said that, the governor said that, when he was asked about it, look, it's not my choice, but the people have voted, they've spoken, and here's what's happened in the court. So the push is on, though. This is like a dog with a bone. It's not going to let up anytime soon, but nothing's going to change, Sam. I mean, you make a point. You can protest all you want, and right now nothing can happen for several years.
I mean, simple. Why don't you just come up here to Quebec where it's legal,
Yeah, nobody in Canada cares what you do, right?
All we care about is, right now what's going on, what's going on in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's all we care about. One other question pertaining to hockey. What do the Flyers need in the draft? Since I know if I ever cut your veins, they'd bleed Flyer orange. I know that.
They need? They need people that can score. That's what they need consistently.
Right.
They need some guys that can, they need some solid lines. The best hockey teams, so in other words, they need a sniper on at least the number one and two lines, right?
Right.
And that's flip-flopped and there's been injuries and stuff. In hockey, you have to have, I think you have to have at least two solid lines.
For sure.
With a few interchangeable parts, and they don't have that.
And by the way, a former Flyer coach is now the new head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Pat Quinn.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a good move.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think this year, I apologize to the people who want to talk about, Prop 8 or Dick Cheney or the guy who it almost sounds like a coach giving the other team his playlist. Here are the nuclear bomb sites. Go.
Crazy.
Yeah. And by the way,
very crazy.
Steve Cesolone is still praying for you at the wall. He's not praying about the Flyers. He's just praying that we should all be safe. And, they were slightly worried about what,
Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, that jerk in North Korea, because I can't pronounce his name, so I just call him the jerk in North Korea. Israel was slightly worried, but if it would have been
Ahmadinejad.
Yeah. I'm English. I can't speak the language. Go figure. Anyway, if it was him, then Israel would be worried. But North Korea, they're a little boy trying to play with the big boys.
Yeah, and that's what I said all along, that Kim Jong-il is just as dangerous as is Ahmadinejad as well. And of course, Israel would be more concerned with Iran because of where the nukes could go. I don't blame Netanyahu for that or anybody in Israel, frankly. Tell Stephen we said hi and thanks for the call.
Okay, you bet. Take care.
All right, and it's in talking about hockey, it's interesting. Sam makes a point. See, in Canada, that's the way it is, eh? You know, it's about the playoffs, and everything stops. Unless some tragedy occurs in Canada, the focus absolutely. Don't even worry about the ratings there because they know that people are going to be watching hockey. I think the craziest story that I've heard is the one that the New York Times broke about this 266-page report. The pages said flat out on it, highly confidential. I mean, we're talking detailed information about hundreds of the civilian nuclear sites and programs, including maps showing the locations of stockpiles of fuel for nuclear weapons. Do you believe it? So anyway, this was published in an online newsletter that was devoted to issues of federal secrecy. And now there's a massive debate among so-called nuclear experts about what dangers, if any, the disclosures would pose. Well, I would think it could pose something because now you've given people roadmaps of where stockpiles are. That's insane. And also what could possibly happen, what the programs are. Oh, it's I just can't even believe it. You know, you always talk about the red phone, the secret phone, or he has his hand on the button. Well, now you have a couple of different people that, with the screw-ups, gives out massively secret information. And maybe some of it would be okay that could be known publicly, but most of it, or at least a big chunk of it, would have to be a little bit dangerous, I would think. Why would it say top secret and all that other stuff on it if it didn't mean anything? So how big is this breach? Showing where it's stored? See, this is what I think. Showing where the nuclear fuels are stored would provide thieves, or how about those terrorists, some inside information that might help them get it. Because you don't normally get that. So it might be a little bit of a physical threat anyway. So sensitive but not classified. Yeah. And how did this happen? Well, I guess the deal was Obama sent the document to Congress on May 5th for congressional review and some revisions maybe. And the government printing office posted the draft declaration on their website. So why they did that, who knows? And if you were able to look at it, the document basically shows, like the New York Times said, that it attributes the publication to the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. But if you ask anyone from that committee, they say, we didn't publish it. We didn't have any control over it. What are you talking about? So the government printing office is saying it produced the document under normal operating procedures. Of course, now it's not on the website. Now, the good news is, I guess, there's no military information or things like the specifics about guards for the weapons and that kind of thing. But apparently it was an incredible list of the sites. I mean, just incredible, coast to coast. And everything from nuclear reactors to sensitive sites at weapon laboratories. So you can't say that this is not a big deal. It has to be a big deal. Why wouldn't be talking about it on the air if I didn't think it was a big deal? I think it's a big deal. Course, now it's just another blunder, and somebody's going to come clean, or they're going to figure out how the blunder happened, but it's too late. It was already out there. Oh, you know, somebody's got this stuff and they're just laughing their heads off. There has to be a way to protect documents or protect the idiots from themselves, I would think, anyway, right? Has to be. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about this. The abortion doctor who was killed, he said he refused, or people around him said he refused to quit because he said women needed him. More on that and the not guilty plea in the military recruiting attack. That's coming up around the bend right here on ATN.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
7-7-3-9-4-6-6-5-7 kidseeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble. We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
Call 877-394-6657.
Going on out there, including who's to blame for this secret nuclear list accidentally getting released. It's got to be a little bit of a big deal, right? Does that concern anyone out there? And no, does it mean that, in one sense, does it mean that, okay, suddenly we have to worry about nukes going off, boom, tomorrow? No, that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the fact that stockpiles, other things like that, and just in general, vital information about all the specifics of where our nuclear capacity is located. Not that you couldn't try to gather all that information. A lot of that would be public, but dangerous to have it posted on a website. I mean, absolutely crazy that that got out there. And once again, I don't know how it got there. I didn't do it. Did you do it? I love that. The blame game in in Washington is just incredible. All right, we've got somebody that we have to put into the dungeon because I just think this is slimy. Ooh, it makes me feel like I want to take a shower even when I talk about this story. I don't know. Could you do this? There was a San Diego history professor. He's pled not guilty to cashing his dead mother's Social Security and pension checks for how many years? 15 years. Yeah. Now, he probably could go to prison on his own because he's accused of doing this. Allegedly, wink, wink, he did this. But he faces up to 7 years in prison if they do, in fact, stamp convict on him. And how much did he get, all in all? $304,000 in checks sent to his mother. She was last seen in 94, and her remains were buried in her backyard. Now, he was cleared of doing anything wrong as far as his mother's death was concerned, but he cashed in all the Social Security money and all the California Public Employees Retirement System money. It added up to the number that I just gave you. Oh, you know that there's something really wrong with this Rand Washburn. Something else is going on. He taught at the University of California, too, in San Diego. Who knew that this was going on? And I think he deserves to go to the dungeon. So, Rand Washburn, we are putting you in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, it's amazing what people will do for money, isn't it? It's just creepy to think about that. Last seen in 94, remains found in the backyard. Yeah. So Rand Washburn will get a key in the mail from us. If he accepts the key, that means he agrees to appear on America Tonight. Then we can ask him all kinds of questions. I guarantee his lawyer will tell him that he cannot come on a nationally syndicated talk show. But you know what? Hey, we're going to try anyway. All right? A couple of other things to hit here, and I mentioned this before, that I'll tell you, it's just was awful what happened as far as the military recruiting attacks. We were mentioning this on the last America Tonight. I mean, think about this. So what behind the ears at 23, a kid killed after going through basic, another wounded. Now, a Muslim convert who was already under investigation by the feds pleaded not guilty in what the cops have labeled in Little Rock, Arkansas, pretty much as political and religious. Yeah, we know what happened here. He attacked one soldier at the recruiting center, where he attacked two, killed one, and put the other one in the hospital. So Abdullah Hakim Muhammad charged in the death of Private William Long, and he pled not guilty, to a capital murder charge, was ordered held without bond, and he admitted, this is the thing, he admitted shooting Long and the other soldier because of what they had done. This is a direct quote, what he said, because of what they had done to Muslims in the past. Now, the interesting thing is, and it's too bad they didn't nab him sooner, is an FBI joint terrorism task force based in the South was investigating him since he returned to the United States from the Middle East. And he had been arrested and jailed in Yemen at some point for using a Somalia passport. So bottom line is, I mean, the FBI is not going to tell you very much because they're not going to talk about an investigation, but they were looking into this guy. And they hadn't, you know, made a decision on what federal charges they were pursuing. So now what charges can be filed against him? So both Arkansas and federal court systems, of course, permit the ultimate deal. That would be executions for a capital crime. You know how I feel about the death penalty. In this case, I say fry him. After snuffing out the one guy and then also with the other private who was just 18, completed basic training, had never seen combat, is in stable condition. They didn't deserve that. Because they wore a uniform? Give me a break. So this Muhammad, who was known as Carlos Bledsoe, was a convert to Islam and not part of a bigger scheme, though. The FBI did look into that. So there wasn't something else that was going on, at least that they know of, to attack the American military. Man, I hope they nail him big time. Nail him to the wall. I'm sick of hearing about stories like this because it's obviously politically motivated. He said that. He saw them standing there, drove up, and in cold blood shot them. Ice water running through his veins. He did not care. Then he just took off down the highway. He had an assault rifle and a bunch of other weapons in his car. Who knows what else he would have done. They nailed him, caught him, in other words, hauled him off. And now, of course, he's pleading not guilty to this. And I think he deserves whatever he gets. In the meantime, there was a man charged in that other horrific thing, a 51-year-old who went into church and killed a doctor, George Tiller, who was a guy who performed many, many abortions. And the thing is, they were late-term abortions that he performed on a lot of women. In fact, he was one of only three doctors who did that, I think, in the United States, at least that we know of anyway. So Scott Roeder just, boom, went into the church, killed him, and now, of course, he was, easily caught and made a quick appearance in court, having the customary red jumpsuit that they give you, that they issue for you in Wichita, Kansas. They gave the charges out. He just said okay three times, shot him to death while he was at a Lutheran church in Wichita, an usher. And he also is charged with aggravated assault for allegedly threatening two people at the church who tried to stop him. Now, what's sad about this is you can completely hate Tiller, hate what he was doing, think it was a crime in one sense, but at the same time, as one of the few doctors across the country to perform these third trimester abortions, did he deserve to be killed right in front of his family in church? And the answer to that is absolutely not. And even the movement, the pro-life movement has said this is just wrong. And good for them for coming out and saying that, because, you know, he knew that his life was in danger. He had been shot at earlier. His clinic was bombed. His home was picketed. He even hired a Brinks armored truck to take him to work for a couple of weeks. And he had protection of the marshals, the federal marshals, for a while and all that sort of stuff. He had a surgical center without windows and he had a bulletproof vest and all that sort of stuff. But, he didn't deserve to be cut down that way. And the guy who shot him, his ex-wife says that his life started to unravel about a decade ago, when he got involved with an anti-government group and then became very, very religious in an Old Testament eye-for-an-eye kind of way, anti-tax stuff, very anti-abortion and whatnot. So he just decided to do something about it. Hey, if you have any thoughts on that or any of the other things that we talk about here in America Tonight, shoot me an email, americatonight.net.